Welcome back. We're going to resume with a session about arbitration, emphasizing that arbitration is not litigation. And to lead us through that is an arbitrator, mediator, and a consultant on higher education and employment disputes with over 30 years of dispute resolution experience. He is a much appreciated and frequent speaker at this conference. I will hand it over to David Lopez.
I must start out by asking for your kind indulgence. I am having a problem with what in Laredo we might call un caballito. I'm a little horse. Well, let's put that in the book of bad bilingual puns and start talking about arbitration. It's an intriguing title. Arbitration is not litigation. It's like saying an apple is not an orange. Obviously, we know that there is a difference. But why is it important? It's important for a number of reasons. One, you might have had the same experience I had while still doing litigation about the burden of trying to deal with answering discovery questions and evaluating the response to discovery requests, and ending up with being very difficult to get a trial. My last two cases in litigation both lasted 7 years. And expenses that were involved for the parties were what I would call, with a very insulting characterization, were it not for the fact that it paid for my overhead for a long time. Now we see that arbitration is increasing. About 60% of employers now are putting into employment contracts a forced arbitration clause, which provides that an employee who has a complaint has no recourse to the court, but must proceed with arbitration. So let's take a look at what turn it the right side up here. More than one problem. Anyway, we start with the idea that we must be mindful of the differences, because those differences can be both a disadvantage and a benefit. So let's take a look. The first step, of course, is on the one hand, you have litigation, a lawsuit. On the other hand, and this is one of the key considerations, an arbitration is a creature of an agreement, a contract, which means that both sides should have, although in many cases they don't always have it now, both sides ought to have some say-so and some control. And it is important to note at this stage, and I'll deal with it a little bit later on, the idea that if you don't have a contract in your employment, you don't have a clause in your employment contract that requires you to arbitrate, you still can ask for arbitration through opposing counsel and discussing some of the things that we're going to be talking about today.